Welcome to the first edition of the Best Made Wellness segment. What the segments are about is sharing information about Best Made, Best Made's offering, and also the relevance of medical aid and health and wellness specifically to a student. Joining us today, we've got the lovely Dr. Christu Dupriya. Now, Dr. Christu is an alumnus of the University of Pretoria and also a health and wellness fanatic and completely loves to work out. Dr. Christu, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to be here.
We know that the COVID pandemic has turned the student's life on its head. And we just wanted to ask, firstly, from you, Dr. Christu, what is the importance of a healthy lifestyle while you're still young?
Well, that is such an important question. I think it has two big components. The one is an immediate component and the one is a long-term component. Now, for any student, energy is paramount. So in the short term, if you live a healthy lifestyle, you'll have an abundance of energy, and you'll also have a healthy immune system, which is in a time like this with COVID is extremely important. But I think the bigger picture here is the long-term implications of a healthy lifestyle, because the non-communicable diseases, and that's just a fancy term for diseases that you don't get from somebody else. Technically, you get it from yourself. It's what you do to your body that in the end ends up in a chronic disease like diabetes, high blood pressure, some of the cancers, some heart disease. And these develop over a very long period of time. For example, if you don't have a healthy lifestyle in your 20s, you will be diagnosed with diabetes around the age of 45, which shows you it takes such a long time to develop. So you won't feel anything. You will just carry on doing what you shouldn't be doing. And in the end, you get diagnosed and then wonder where it all came from. So if you make healthy choices when you're young, you are setting yourself up to win. You are actually investing in yourself for the long term. And then the last thing on that is maybe that we create these family habits when we're young. When you start a family, they will end up eating what you've been eating all along. And so you're not only investing in your own future by making healthy choices when you're young, you're also investing in your future family and their habits that they develop over time.
I think you raised such important points specifically around family eating. But once you become a student, you aren't living at home. You get used to the quick foods, the takeaways, just because you need to focus on maybe getting to class. But then you also neglect the fact that you're not getting the most nutritious food or the most nutritious meals. What would you say in your view are the aspects that young people tend to neglect about their health? So while we're still young, while we're still on the come up, what about our health do we as young people neglect?
Oh yeah, that's so easy to do when you're young. I think the three most important, if you look at the statistics, the three most important things in young people's lives would be the things they choose to eat, the activities they end up doing, and I'm not talking about everyday life, I'm talking about exercise, and then mental health. And maybe I should start with mental health because it's something that we've really seen over the last decade or so, where the symptoms, mental health, unwellness, has been surfacing all over the world in young people. I'm talking late teens, early 20s. And often it's something that's neglected on the one hand because young people are not aware of what they are feeling are actually symptoms that they should heed. And second, it's just been such a stigmatized arena that people don't talk about it. And one of the things we should really encourage our young people is to, if you feel something, say something. Whether that's a lot of anger or irritability or frustration, it should be spoken about. Activity and food, you mentioned fast foods. The problem is it's not only simple. It's not really easy to get and fast in a fast lifestyle. It's also cheap. If you have to go buy all those ingredients and make the dish yourself, it'll cost you more and it'll take a lot more of your time. And it's very tasty. So unfortunately, it fosters exactly what it shouldn't. And activity, that's definitely something that's often last on the agenda, is to have an exercise program when you're young and life is fast and furious.